Do you want to do the intro to this one, or do you want me to?
I can't remember it, so you'll have to do it.
Okay, I don't think there was one. All right, welcome back to the World Tour, the bonus podcast where we recap a trip we went on 4 months ago. Claire is back.
Hello.
Trained on mic technique now. Sorry, I interrupted you. We've already screwed up the flow of this.
That's fine. Not to worry.
You're still speaking quietly.
Sorry.
Yeah, cool. So we pick up at the end of our adventure. Did we do a full ep on Disneyland? Is that where we left off?
Yeah. And then we said how we got on the train.
Got on the train through the English channel.
Mm-hmm.
Is there also a French channel?
I don't know.
Is it the English channel like on the way to England and then the French channel on the way to France?
No, I think it's always the English channel.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
We go to the English channel and we change channels to England. And
you're an idiot.
And we get to London. Now, I remember we got out and we got an Uber to the hotel.
Yep, I remember that. I don't remember much of London. It feels like so long ago.
And also you were still sick.
Yeah, I was.
London was... Damn. I loved London. I think it was really similar. It's very similar to Melbourne. Mm. Well, it's like Melbourne similar to London, I'd say.
Yeah.
But what's the station we came out of? St. Pancras?
Yeah. Pancras.
Pancras. And then...
Pancras is an organ.
Across the road is King's Cross.
Yeah. Remember they're connected. Yeah.
Yeah, we saw King's Cross. Yeah. The Uber driver picked us up and we were standing, I don't know, somewhere we weren't supposed to stand. And he was like, can't pick you up there. And then he drove down and we had to walk.
Yelled at us out his window.
Yeah.
Forgot about that. Okay, sorry, mate.
And then we went to the hotel, which was the Soho. Was it Soho?
The area was
Soho.
Soho.
Yeah.
I can't remember the name of the hotel, but the area was Soho.
Yeah.
It was a nice hotel. It was like fine, wasn't it?
It was all right.
Yeah.
I thought it was okay. And then you were sick, so you had a full rest day the next day, didn't you?
Yeah, I think I went for a little walk to look at some shops. I like the shopping in London. So I think that's pretty much all I did the whole time in London.
And I went on a walking Harry Potter tour.
The first day. You enjoyed that, didn't you?
Yeah, but I'm going to talk about the London Harry Potter stuff on my other pod.
That's okay.
So go over to that. I'm going to do full stuff, but you should give your thoughts on Harry Potter World when we get to it. Because we did go to the Harry Potter studio tour. Maybe we do that now. But I think it was like the second day in London or something.
Yeah.
And it's in Watford.
Yeah.
It's not actually in London.
Yeah. That's right. We got the train. And do you remember the guy at the train station?
Yes. I was going to tell it, but then I was like, maybe Claire will tell it.
He was so funny. We got a bit confused.
Yeah.
At the train station, because there was two different services to Watford Junction.
Yeah.
And then we went up to the information guy and we were like, oh,
how do we get to Watford? Like Harry Potter in the movie where he goes, how do we get to platform 9 3/4?
Yeah.
He's like, you think you're being funny, do you?
But he was so nice and he was real into Harry Potter.
You're forgetting the first thing he said to us after we said,
what house
excuse
are you
me?
In?
Yeah, we said, how do you get to Watford? And he looked at us and he's like, so what house are you in?
And he pulled
and
out
he
like
a raven.
Slytherin, I think.
He had a Slytherin banner or like little key card or something. Yeah. It's like, so what house are you in? And then we were like, oh, bloody Ravenclaw. And what are you, Gryffindor?
No.
Are you Hufflepuff?
I think I'm a Hufflepuff.
Yeah.
That's what
the Pottermore says.
Yeah.
Yeah. That sucks for you.
Why does that suck?
Hufflepuff? Everyone, it's a universally known fact that Hufflepuff sucks.
Why? They're just nice.
Yeah, that's why they suck.
Why? What's wrong with being nice?
Nothing's wrong with it. There's just no distinguishing quality.
Oh.
You're giving off real Hufflepuff vibes right now. Just being nice.
Just a real bland gal.
Not bland, just, you know.
Not
Hufflepuff sucks, yeah.
Yeah, okay, cool. Yeah. Anyways.
So we go to Harry Potter World. So you tell your thoughts on Harry Potter World.
I loved it. It was so good. We spent 5 hours there or something. We spent a really long time there.
Yeah.
It was awesome. It was just so good. I would honestly recommend it to anyone that even just has neutral thoughts on the movies. Mm. Like, I thought
you'd
it
have
was
to have
amazing.
Seen the movies. Yeah, though. Yeah. You, it would mean it. Nothing yeah, to you yeah. if you haven't seen them.
But if you're like, even if you're not like a super obsessed with Harry Potter person, like, yeah. you'd still really enjoy it, I reckon.
Yeah. And what was your favorite part there?
Gringotts.
Yeah, the Gringotts stuff is really cool. But again, I'm going to talk about it on my other pod. Yeah. But
it was
yeah.
really good. And
Gringotts is the Australian consulate in London.
Yeah, that's right.
Which we found out, I found out on the walking tour.
Yeah, that's right.
The Australian embassy is Gringotts.
Yeah.
There you go. Right.
Or it's based on, isn't it? It's
not no, the interior is Gringotts for the first movie. Then they built the set.
Oh, right. I see. That makes sense. Yeah, how cool. We had a butterbeer.
Yep. You had that's my second butterbeer because I had one in Osaka in Universal Studios.
I saw a photo of you drinking it.
Yeah.
And
I had a dragon burger or whatever, which was, I have a suspicion, was just beef, but I'm not sure.
Yeah. Oh, well. what was your favourite bit? Or you don't want to talk about it?
The Gringotts dragon was awesome. Yeah. Like, I still don't know how. So good. Well, I know how they did it, but, like, the fire stuff.
It was
like,
so cool.
Yeah, it's really cool. I'll walk through the sets, but I'll do a more elaborate review on my Harry Potter pod.
Yeah. When are you doing that?
Don't know. At some point. I'll do it at some point.
Mm, you should have done it a few months ago.
I know, but I forgot.
That's okay.
And then what else? Okay. What else did we do in London? We saw Wicked.
That's right.
We got last minute tickets to Wicked, which I've seen before. Are you okay? You're like rubbing your eye.
I've got something
in
my
pain?
Eye.
You look like you're in pain.
I'm all right. I've just got something in my eye. I'm fine.
So we did that. What did you think of Wicked? As
Wicked
someone
was so good. I'd never seen it before. But it was really good. I loved it.
Yeah, it's a good musical.
Really good story.
We also went to, we walked to the palace, the Buckingham Palace.
Oh, that's right.
Where the Queen lives.
The Queen
slash
dead.
The King. Yeah, the Queen died.
Yeah.
She did live there.
She lived, yeah.
She lived there. She died there. She lived and died there.
Yeah.
Was she born there?
I don't know. I don't think she actually died there.
No, did she die in a hospital?
No, I think she was at their holiday house or something.
Oh, God. Imagine dying at your holiday house. That'd
or something,
suck.
I don't know. I'm not a big...
I just wanted a holiday. Now I'm dead.
This is not factual. I actually don't know where she died.
I think she died at the palace.
Okay.
Anyway, so we walked there and it was all like lots of garden. Like it's a really... Are you okay?
Sorry, I just remembered the squirrels. They were so cute.
Yeah. And also Claire says squirrels really weird. Say squirrel.
Squirrel.
So she says squirrel.
Squirrel.
It's squirrel.
Squirrel just doesn't feel right.
That's going to be the poll on Spotify, squirrel or squirrel.
I mean, I know I say it wrong.
No, but I think that's like the Irish way of saying it.
Maybe. Yeah, because my dad and my sister say it the same way.
Yeah. And the gardens were really beautiful. That was a nice walk.
It was really lovely, yeah.
And then you get to the palace and you're like,
cool.
Oh yeah,
let's go.
Cool. Yeah, we sat down for a bit and then we're like, all right, let's walk back.
Yeah. No, it was lovely. I just remember, do you remember going out for pancakes and we literally spent like $90 pancakes and they were so bad.
The first day, the first morning we got pancakes for breakfast.
Yeah.
They were average and everything in London is so expensive. Yeah. Like it's like basically double, like if you're paying £10, that's like double plus five is what you're paying in Australia. It's like £10 is like $25 or something around that.
Yeah, maybe.
Did you say?
Yeah.
And we were having pancakes.
I think I was doubling things, but yeah, maybe it's more.
We were having $90 pancakes and a guy got hit by a car, remember?
That's right.
a guy got hit.
And we just watched them, like the driver of the van and the bike, the cyclist, like the cyclist was just abusing
him. Yeah.
And he just kept being like, I'm so sorry. Like,
yeah.
What do we do?
Do
you
like
want
he
my
was
number?
Fine.
Do it like,
yeah. I just got hit by a fucking van. That's what the guy was yelling.
He was just like screaming, like yelling, so angry. But like, and everyone's like, what do you need? Like, do you need to call an ambulance?
Yeah.
Like, what's wrong?
And the guy from the pancake store went to help and he was like, are you okay? He's like, no, I'm not fucking okay. Just fucking got hit by a car. It was really crazy.
Yeah, it was heckers.
And then I walked us to the Oasis album cover for What's the Story, Morning Glory, a classic Oasis album.
Took a pic of you.
Took a pic there.
The other musical we saw.
Then we saw Back to the Future, the musical, which
awesome.
I... bought for Claire's birthday, the tickets.
Yeah, we had really good seats.
Really good seats. Someone recognized me in the crowd, remember? When I left, someone was like, oh, I thought I saw you at the door, but I didn't think it'd be you because, like, you're from Australia.
Yeah, that was hectic.
And I was like, yeah, that was me. How are ya? And then Back to the Future was awesome.
It was so good.
It just follows the story of the original movie with like musical numbers, but it also has Johnny B. Goode and what's that other one they sing? That's the Power of Love. Mm. Dun, dun, I think that's dun, song, the yeah. Power of Love, which was cool. And at the end, the DeLorean, because obviously the film, if you've seen it, ends with like the iconic line of, "We won't need roads where we're going." And Doc and Marty fly off in the DeLorean.
Yep.
Same thing happens in the musical. And yes, the DeLorean does fly into the crowd and it's pretty cool.
And I still, like this was months ago, and I still have not stopped thinking about how they did it because I just don't understand.
Like, well, they must have had like really invisible rods or something, but like you couldn't see anything. And we were right at the front.
Yeah.
We could not see a string. Yeah. It was like a legit car. Like sometimes even the car would just zoom onto the screen in like, not onto the screen, onto the stage in ways like we couldn't explain.
Yeah.
And sometimes like Doc would like be in a seat in a musical number and then you'd see him walk off the stage and then he'd just appear on the other side of the stage.
That's right.
I actually think I know how they do that.
He runs.
No. Good guess though. Have you seen those like experiments where like there's like people throwing a group of people like throwing a basketball sort of back and forth and they say like count the people who are in red shirts and how many times they catch the ball. And while you're doing it, you're focusing on that you don't notice that someone in a gorilla suit comes into the background and just walks through.
Yeah,
and then they get you and then it's like, so who saw the gorilla? And everyone's like, what? And then they replay it, right? I think what happens is everyone's on stage dancing and another person in the Doc costume subs in like while they're, and you don't really notice and he goes and the real Doc just steps off stage and comes back in.
Do you remember before we went to Back to the Future, we went out for a nice dinner?
Yeah, that's right. And then we bumped into my friend from high school who was working at the pub.
That's like, right.
Someone I haven't
that
seen.
That was before Wicked.
Yeah, someone I haven't seen for like 11 years walk into the pub and she's like standing
the
there.
The first person that
like,
we
oh,
see.
Hey, how are you? And we talked to them. And we had dinner at that pub and we talked to these American people.
That's right. I forgot about that.
I think you started talking to them when I went to the toilet and then we basically just had dinner with them.
Yeah.
They were nice.
They were lovely, yeah. They were like, and do you remember you asked her like,
yes.
Oh, do you know any like, is there any like Australian pop culture stuff that
you
know about?
Whenever I meet an American.
And she was like, pop-ups?
Yeah.
No.
So,
pop-ups.
She said, whenever I meet an American, I like to ask them if they know any Australian pop culture, whether it's like, you know, Summer Heights Eye or anything Australian that's like found its way into American eyes or ears, right? And I was like, do you have any Australian pop culture? And she was like, yeah, there's pop-ups. and me and Claire both knowing she didn't understand the question and us not understanding what she meant by pop-ups. We were just like,
Oh, yeah.
It's like, yeah, there's pop-ups in Florida. There's pop-ups.
And then she started talking about, like, kangaroo meat.
Yes, that's right.
Kangaroo sausages.
You know what else happened? This is funny. It happened on the Harry Potter walking tour because you weren't there. You didn't come because you were sick, right? Yeah. And there was like this another American couple from Chicago, right? And, you know, because I was by myself, I was just chatting to people that were there and I started talking to them. And then at the end, this guy from the Chicago couple was like, hey, Mike, what's your number, man? And I was like, oh, like it won't work because it's an Australian number. And he's like, oh, what's your Instagram? And I showed him my Insta and he was like, oh, cool. I'll take a photo of you and we'll follow you later. I was like, yeah, sure. And he took a photo of my Instagram and then never followed me.
That's so weird.
How weird is that? They were really nice.
Why would you bother? Like,
yeah, it was really weird. It's so weird.
So strange.
Yeah.
Maybe they have followed you and you just didn't realize.
No, I would have known.
Ah.
Yeah. But anyway, they were cool. And I kept telling them facts I knew about Chicago. I was like, oh, yeah, Chicago, like Illinois. They were like, yeah. And I was like, Chicago Cubs? Yeah. And I was like, do you know anything about Melbourne? They're like, no. Oh.
How do you know that about Chicago?
That Illinois is in Chicago.
Yeah. From.
No, Chicago is in Illinois.
Is that from Home Alone?
Is it?
Aren't they from Chicago?
Are they?
Yeah.
I just know Chicago is like the capital of Illinois. And Chicago Cubs.
What's Chicago Cubs?
A team.
This is irrelevant.
No, it's not. It's relevant. It's a team.
Okay. Cool. Nice one.
Do you know anything about Chicago?
No.
Oh.
Not at all.
Okay. We saw my friend James Emerson.
That's right.
Who is a opera singer who's now studies in Oxford or something.
Yeah.
He was cool. He gave me a bunch of goss about stuff because he used to work at the high school I went to. Gave me a bunch of goss. And we saw my friend Cass from work.
Oh, that was
had a few drinks with Cass before Wicked.
Yeah.
She was really nice, gave us a bit of goss.
Yeah.
Love a bit of goss. Yeah. I'm a goss lord.
I love
goss.
You love gossip.
I'm a big goss boy.
Very gossipy boy.
Gossip boy. Gossip boy, XOXO.
Yeah, that was really fun. Can't say. We went to that really good cafe for breakfast.
And I have no memory.
Do you remember we lined up to go there and then we think they forgot our food?
Yes.
But the food was really good.
I don't remember what I even had.
You had
pancakes?
Blueberry pancakes with like fried chicken or something.
Yeah. So weird with maple syrup. It was actually quite nice.
Yeah.
But it took like an hour for us to get our food and we were annoyed
over
about
an
it.
An hour, I think.
The other thing I remember is at the hotel, one night, it was like 11 p.m. and Mamma Mia the musical was around the corner from where we were staying, remember? Yeah. And it just was playing. The show must have ended and they must play Mamma Mia.
Yeah.
And it was just like, you're the one that I want. You're the one that I want.
That's Grease.
Oh.
But it was Grease.
It was Grease. What's Mamma Mia? Yeah, it was Grease. It was Grease. Grease the musical. And it was playing for like half an hour. We were like, fucking hell. Thought it couldn't get worse. The next night, we wake up at like 1 a.m.
I reckon it was like 3 a.m.
3 a.m. It was like 4 a.m. It was 4 a.m. It was 4 a.m. Someone's just parked outside the hotel playing really loud music.
Like insanely loud.
And it was one of those things where insanely loud. It was one of those things where you wake up and you're not really sure what's going on. And I just remember you being like, what's going on? And I looked out the window and I just saw this car parked there with all the lights on and stuff, blasting loud, that like British grime kind of music, like Skepta or who's that other one? You'd know. Who's that UK rapper? That main one. Do you know? I'm going to find out.
Big for your boots.
Stormzy. Stormzy.
I was going to say Smallzy, but he's Smallzy. The radio guy.
Smallzy's on Australian radio on Nova. No, it was Storm. They were just playing lots of Stormzy and Stormzy-like music. The music that's like,
and like real, like, I don't know, like heavy, like beat.
Yeah, that kind of vibe. Dizzy Rascal kind of vibe, right? And I just look out the window and I'm like, I don't know what to do, but I want to scream.
We were so angry. And I think we both just were like, oh, they must just be picking someone up and then going.
They'll be gone in 5 minutes.
And then it was like
half an hour.
Half an hour later and it was still going.
No, but remember what happened? I put my head out the window and I heard, this is what I heard, okay, verbatim. Turn that fucking thing off and get to bed. It's 4 o'clock in the fucking morning. Some like British guy, like some old British guy. Like, and then they stopped for like 5 minutes and then it just started again. So I was a Karen. I called room service of the hotel. Said, hey,
it's not room service, just the front desk.
Yeah, but that's also room service.
Oh, okay. I thought room service was just food.
If we wanted something, that's who we'd call.
Yeah.
So they would service our room.
Oh, yeah. That makes sense. Sorry.
Hey, that's all right.
Everyone makes mistakes. All right.
You got Stormzy. Yeah. So you go like, I was like, hey, there's a guy playing really loud music outside the hotel. And they're like, oh, well, it's outside the hotel, so we can't do anything. I'm like, are you sure? Because like, there's a lot of people yelling at them to shut up and it's like right outside the hotel. Yeah, nah, they're not outside. They're not in the hotel though. I'm like, can't you just call the police? They're like, nah, we can't because they're not in the hotel. And then I just said to her, okay, can I call the police? Yeah. They're like, oh, nah, you probably shouldn't. I'm like, well, I might. Well, if you guys don't do anything, I'm going to call the police.
We want to sleep.
Yeah. And then I guess they did do something about it because it stopped. So we kind of got back to sleep. But then at like 5 a.m, they called to tell us, hey, we send security, and they left. And I was like, okay, good. But I just wanted to go to sleep.
That's it. Like, we know. You don't have to call us.
But thank you. So that was that was probably the most crazy. You know what we haven't touched on though? Mm. The underground, the London Underground.
That's right.
Because remember, I told the story in Spain. Full circle moment. The guy in the train said, when you get to London, make sure you use the underground. It's the best thing us Poms have done. Well, he was lying because the underground is like a journey through hell.
Temperature-wise.
And sound-wise, when you're on the train and it's just like, I'm going to do the train, okay? I didn't want you to have to see me do this, but I'm going to do it. You're on a train, you're trying to have a conversation, and this is what you hear. The whole time. Do you agree or not? That's what it's like being on the underground. And it's 8 degrees hotter than it should be.
It was just, I just remember the temperature was what really got me.
Yeah.
Like, it was like unbearably hot. And I think it was kind of cold when we were in London, or at night anyway, it was cold. Yeah. So we'd have our coats and stuff on when we were going out to the shows or whatever, going out for dinner. You'd get into the underground, you'd have to like strip off your coat and your scarf and everything. Yeah. And because it was just so unbearably hot.
Yeah. And you once didn't have you just had a jumper on, like you didn't have anything else on. I was like, why don't you take it off? I was like, I'm not wearing a top.
Yeah.
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 But also, so right now in Melbourne, it's really hot. It's like 30s, right? Coming into the 30 degrees. So what I suggest is go into a really sunny part if you're in Melbourne. Go somewhere really sunny and then just go put your headphones in and replay that bit of me. Just going.
And close your eyes.
And close your eyes. And that's what it's like being in the London Underground. It's insane.
Yeah. But it got us where we wanted to be pretty quickly. It's a good system.
No, but it's a bad system because it's too hot.
Yeah.
If the guy on the train said to me, use the underground, it's the hottest thing the Poms have done, then I would have been like, oh, he was right. Yeah. But it felt like I was in hell.
Yeah, it's hot and it's noisy, but it gets you where you need to be. That's a fact.
That's true, yeah. And then I guess I can't think of anything else really we did in London. I went back to London.
Yeah, do you want to talk about that?
No, we'll talk about that on next ep.
Okay.
But yeah, I think that's is there anything else we did in London?
Not that I can really remember. I remember the last morning when we were going to the airport and we were going to the Stansted airport.
Yeah.
We were getting the Stansted train, express, whatever it was called. And it was cancelled.
And we got Macca's for breakfast, which was awesome.
Yeah, I was really working on controlling my stress levels.
You were very stressed.
Our transit days are always when I would get really stressed.
And also,
but that day I was pretty chill, wasn't I? I was trying really hard to just be cool. Cool girl. Cool.
And remember, at this point, I hadn't had a Dr. Pepper for a while, I think.
No, you had so much Dr. Pepper in London. Do you remember?
It was in Cork where there was no Dr. Pepper.
Do you remember that little shop across the road from my hotel in London? You were getting multiple Dr. Peppers a day.
There was like 8 different flavors, and I didn't even try them all. I love
you
Dr.
were getting
Pepper.
So many every time that we weren't together. I was getting like because we were sharing a bank, like yes. the bank card, and I would get like pop ups on my phone every like couple of hours, being like
$5.99
whatever that
supermarket
whatever that across, supermarket
across
was.
The road. What was the train station we were next to?
Gosh, I can't remember. Don't know.
You know what though? London was really busy.
Yeah.
There's lots of people around.
Yeah, it must be like a pretty big city pretty well-known city or something, yeah.
But yeah, that's, you know, I'll do more over on Harry Potter and the Boys feed for the Harry Potter studio tour and the walking tour. But I think that's it. That's you happy?
London, baby.
Did you have a Dr. Pepper?
I didn't. I don't like it.
Oh. Well, I think Dr. Pepper would be upset to hear that. If he was a person.
Don't like the doctor.
Okay. Well, thank you for listening. We have one more episode where we go to Ireland where Claire is from.
Woohoo!
Hello, I'm from Ireland. Is that good?
No.
Hello, I'm from Ireland.
No.
That's good.
I don't think so.
Okay, cool. All right. Bye!
Bye!